This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a couple of fabulous voices and minds to work through the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people of the week, according to the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. Matter of fact, I got the guy who really does the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is off. I'm not even sure what he's doing, and it's not important. It's important for you to know who is here, and that's Kevin Casey, who is the executive COO. He is in charge of pretty much everything that really goes on at Talkers. So he's here to go through the list, and Victoria Jones is also here from the DC Radio Company to talk about some of these issues that will come up and maybe some issues that we haven't thought of yet. Meanwhile, Kevin, you can have the honors, please, of going through the top 10 stories on the list that is, by the way, published at Talkers Magazine's headquarters, talkers.com, headquarters for all this info. Find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there as well. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people. Kevin, please.
Thank you very much, Doug. Top 10 stories of the week, as talked about on News Talk Radio. Number 10 this week, to tie the NBA and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, we have a three-way tie, Leaving Neverland controversy, Alex Trebek's cancer diagnosis, and the death of actor Luke Perry. At number 8 this week was the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez ethics complaint. At number 7, the DNC bars Fox from covering its debates. Number 6 this week, North Korea's weapons program. At number 5, the Democrats' anti-Semitism resolution. Number 4 this week was the U.S.-Mexico border situation. At number 3, the Trump-Russia probe and the related Manafort sentencing. And number 2 this week, the House Trump investigation. And number 1 this week, Michael Cohen sues the Trump Organization.
All right. So let's go through the top 10 on the people list as well as researched by the folks at Talkers.
Sure. Top 10 people talked about this week, a tie at 10, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. At number 8, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5 this week, Nancy Pelosi. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort. Number 3, Gerald Nadler. Number 2 this week, Michael Cohen. And number 1, as he almost always is, Donald J. Trump.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, Kevin, for a little insight. I would like you to take us behind the scenes. I don't think I've ever asked Michael this, but I would like to know, what sort of argument and fighting, does it ever come to fisticuffs when you're deciding among you, the editorial board, you're really the chair of the editorial board of Talkers, when you're deciding about these stories? Come on, tell us the dirt.
Yes.
What's the story behind the story?
How these
decisions are made?
There are never any fisticuffs. We do not argue. Sometimes we will have a debate over where something should be in order. It's generally one of the top two or three, based upon, you know, little details of who's talking about what. But nothing, it never really gets nasty.
What about ongoing blood feuds among us?
There are no blood feuds here at Talkers. We work like a well-oiled machine.
That's it. Okay, so there we go. See, Victoria, I was trying to pull the rug out from under Michael. You can't do that. We've all known Michael, Victoria and I, and Kevin, we've all been friends. I've been around longer than you have, Kevin, in fact, and longer than... I'm trying to remember when Victoria first came into the picture. As far as being a radio host and getting into the Talkers list, when did you first start? You came to this country and you started doing talk when, Victoria? Refresh.
I came to this country as an immigrant 30 years ago.
And encountered no walls. Okay, yeah, no barriers.
30 years ago, on a plane, British Airways flight, actually, as it was, to Los Angeles.
Really?
And but I came into the talker's orbit probably 20 years ago. More than that. Over 20 years.
It had to be more than that, yeah.
It's more than that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's long enough that we can cast a veil over it.
Well, but I think some of the, just for the heck of it, and then we're going to get into some of these stories, the call letters of some of the stations that you've been on, the talk stations you've been on.
WLAC in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
WRK.
Were you there when, what's his face, when, oh, I remember.
Les.
I love the guy. Les, Les
Jameson.
Jameson, what a wonderful guy.
Legend.
You were there with him.
A legend. Yeah. I was there when Les was there. WXYT in Detroit.
Yep.
I was on there. I was on RKO.
All right, hold on
Boston.
Just a second. Kevin, you'll appreciate this story. There's a little, before we really get to the meat and potatoes here, I got a couple of gossipy stories. WXYT was the talk station in Detroit for many, many years. And I think this was after, I'm trying to remember the timing with you and me. I had been offered a job and had accepted a job at WXYT.
I didn't know that.
And this would have been in 1988. So
before me.
Before you. Okay. So the fellow who's running the station had run a station in Cincinnati, and then he went up. His name is Michael Packer. He became quite a legend in the talk radio business as a manager and also a consultant. So he hired me on a Thursday, and I was going to start a week from the following Monday. On Friday night, I get a phone call from Packer who says, oops, we made a mistake. I said, you made a mistake in what, hiring me? He said, well, not really directly, but it seems that the owner of the station, I can remember the name of him, it was a family, and the name is not important to the story. So this was unbeknownst to me. Denny McClain had gotten out of jail. Remember Denny McClain, the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Remember him? Okay.
No.
So he went to jail for, I can't remember what it was. It was tax evasion, some other, whatever the hell it was. He was in jail for 4 years. He got out of jail on Thursday, and he went to see the owner of the radio station on Friday, said he wanted to do a talk show. So the guy who runs the station, he didn't care that I'd already signed a deal with him. He said, okay, we're putting Denny McClain on, and whoever this guy is from Boston, tell him he's got to go get another job. So Packer calls me up and says, sorry, this isn't going to work. And that's how I got to WCKY in Cincinnati, because Packer had been the program director there. He called the program director at CKY, said, I know you need somebody. Hire Stefan and get him out of my hair, because I'm going to have a mess if you don't hire him. So that's how... That's how I ended up in Cincinnati, because Danny McClain got the job at XYT. When were you there? You must have been there. Were you afternoon? What time were you on the air there, Victoria?
I was on the air early evenings, and I was on the air during the 92 presidential election.
Okay. So I think McClain was on at afternoon. McClain must have been there when you were there. I would have thought.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so then from XYT, where'd you go? This is a good
I went to Boston. Yeah, what, with David
RKO.
Bernstein.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's when I met you. Yep. And then from there, you went, where'd you go after RKO?
I went to WWRC in Washington, D.C.
Okay, that was it. Yep.
A legendary radio station.
Yep. Yep. We had our time. Was Tyler Cox the program director then?
It was Gary Burns.
Okay, yeah, another good guy, very
great,
good guy.
Great program director.
Yep.
Gave you immense freedom.
And then I
went to United Stations Radio Networks.
Yeah,
that's when I was syndicated out of New York City.
Yeah, yeah, we all.
And then I went
stop
back
there.
To Washington D.C. to WMAL.
Right. Okay. So there are the credentials. Kevin has Kevin's been working for Talkers for quite a long time. Talkers has been around for 26, 27 years. Michael and I always talk about the stuff, how we ran into each other at the beginning of his doing Talkers, and and this stuff. And I don't mean to make this too inside, but I think it from time to time when we're doing programs like this, we kind of take for granted that people know who we are or what we've done. And so I think every once in a while it's good. Kevin has a lot of chops in talk radio, but you worked pretty much in the same station for years and years and years, didn't you?
I worked at several stations for many, many years. I was not a bounce-around kind of guy, but Talkers magazine, I joined Talkers in 2000. Talkers is going to be, next year, we're first going to be 29 years old this year. It'll be 30 years old in the year 2000.
Yep. Yeah, Michael and I talk about this. This is the 31st year of me doing the Morning Syndicator program, which started as Good Day and now is the DJV show. And it started with the advent of Limbaugh, who in August of 1988 went on the air, and I went on the air with my program on October 8th of 1988. And Talkers came around the next year, if I remember correctly.
90, summer of 90.
90. Okay, so it was 2 years after that. But, yeah, that it just, I started working for a company that the investors said, okay, well, if Limbaugh can do this midday show and people will give up their inventory, that's inside for the way these people, we all get paid is we sell commercials in our program, and that's how we make our money. That's how all the syndicated shows work. In fact, that's how radio works, and television, too, for the most part. So, anyway, it's sort of a look at the excitement that's happened since then and the things that have changed in just the list, the Talkers list of the top 10, how it's become so much more political than it was when we all were kids. I think that's a way of looking at it, Kevin.
I did one of my most memorable shows ever on how fruit is never ripe, or it ripens and goes bad, and it has no flavor. And this was on WMAL, probably in 2002, and I am still stopped on the street about it today.
Wow, that's very good. Kevin's most, I think Kevin did a show once on the rarefied air on the Connecticut River, right? Didn't you do a show on that, Kevin, at one point?
On the Connecticut River, probably.
Yes. Yeah, right. It's big-time stuff. All right, so we've gone through our bona fides and distracted you enough. I want to talk about the Omar comments and thoughts that have come from talk radio folks about that and the election rules that didn't get very far this week, amongst other things, as we look at the stories and the people on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotch Yard.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. And Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Not necessarily do we go through all of these items, the stories and the people in order. Sometimes we touch all of them. Sometimes we touch onto some of them. Number six this week is a focus on the North Koreans and Kim Jong Fatty. By the way, if you call him Fatty in Korea, they'll shoot you. And it's against the law to call him Fatty in China, too. Did you know that, you two? That it was against the law?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, well, now you're doing the rest
didn't
of the story.
Didn't know that. Not a lot of people
okay.
do.
Well, so now they do. All right, so Victoria, your take on the continuing, the weapons program probably didn't ever stop, really, did it?
No, of course it didn't stop. I mean, this is something we have to get with the program with, like the weapons program. Kim Jong-un's regime, they are reactivating a launch site called Sohae, and analysts think that, yeah, this is one of several steps Kim's taking to gain leverage as Trump demands a complete dismantlement, which North Korea actually has no intention of doing. So this is very naughty, and that's one thing that's going on. Another thing that...
Wait a minute, hold on a second. So yeah. Trump says... There's a discussion in Washington, as we speak, as to upping the squeeze on North Korea with sanctions. You put yep. more squeeze, and that supposedly, what I heard anyway, tell me if I'm right or wrong, Victoria, that the reason for the summit was because Kim Jong-un was feeling the squeeze and wanted to see if he could wiggle his way out of it. Is there any truth to that?
What Kim wanted out of the summit was relief from sanctions. That's what he always wanted. And if they had done their preparatory work, they would have known that going in and wouldn't have been surprised when Kim demanded that in the meeting. But they really hadn't done the prep work properly at the higher level. So they were surprised, and that's one of the reasons why the meeting broke down. That's what he wants. So they may put the squeeze on him, but it won't stop him from continuing to do what he's doing because he's
well, that's
really
because the Chinese are aiding and abetting, right? Behind the scenes, aren't the Chinese and the Iranians sort of feeding into what he's doing?
They may be aiding and abetting, but that's not the philosophical reason why he's doing it. He's doing it because he believes that the United States might invade.
Hmm. Might we?
But meantime, while the summit was going on, North Korean hackers kept up their attacks. Some of the included efforts to hack into banks, utilities, oil and gas companies. There were 100 attacks plus during the summit.
Really?
On U.S. companies and companies around the world. I mean, that's not really a sign of good faith, is what analysts are saying.
Well, how do you know or how do you tell whether the hack is successful? Is it deemed successful just if you hack in or if you do something like steal somebody's money or whatever?
Well, a lot of it is to get information. A lot of it is to put malware in. So they're doing different things. You know, they've got different aims with some of these hacks. So when it's banks, it might be to get money. If it's oil and gas companies, it might be to get plans, things like that. If it's utilities, it might be to get access to the grids. There's many reasons for why they're doing it.
You know, one of our...
LinkedIn is somewhere that they're going, by the way. They want to find out about people.
Really? So they hack into LinkedIn to get... How deeply can they get into it to see profiles of people and businesses, that sort of thing? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes. They scoured LinkedIn to find the profiles of industry job recruiters, and then they sent phishing emails that were in perfect English promoting job opportunities. You click on it, and then they get access to your computer.
Great. The wonderful the technology which we... Which people who are blind and deaf and dumb think is the fabulous New World Order. More coming up. Our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court says people seeking asylum in the United States can go to court to appeal a rejection. A ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadening constitutional protections for illegal immigrants and opening the way for some to stay in this country. After new Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends the Broward County Sheriff for the botched response to the Parkland school shootings last year, the now former sheriff, Scott Israel, is fighting back with a lawsuit claiming DeSantis' actions were all for political reasons.
This is simply a political payback by a governor who made a campaign promise when he was a candidate.
An investigation found that Israel was responsible for assigning the deputy who took cover outside the school instead of confronting the shooter. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, 34 after now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is on assignment this week, so Kevin Casey is the chief cook and bottle washer, lieutenant, captain. He's like Captain America, only he's a captain. He's a Captain Talkers. Victoria Jones is here from the Talk Radio, DC Radio Company. We're discussing some of the elements that are part and parcel of all these stories this week. I feel badly about Luke Perry, frankly. Here's a guy who's 52 years old. That's number 9 this week on the story list. And this guy's been in 9 different TV shows, done well with 2 or 3 of them. Pretty much everybody in the country knows who he was from 90210, right? Isn't that where you got started with?
That was it. That was his breakout, yeah.
Yeah. So here he is at 52, dies of a stroke. Everybody's trying to figure out all the doctors on the air saying, this is what it takes to die from a stroke. He apparently was a big smoker along the way, quit. Used to eat a lot of meat and potatoes and quit that for a vegan diet. You can get into all kinds of whys. And he's too young. But more the legacy that a guy like that leaves. Someone who is really, I guess we could all find somebody in our lives that became an icon because they were a public figure. We like movie stars. We like people who are big in terms of music, television stars, this sort of stuff. And there were people who were crying about this guy dying.
Yeah, I, I think most people were interested in the story. Obviously, he was a public figure and a big TV star. But I think most people were wondering, oh my God, he died at 52 of a stroke. What's going to happen to me?
Right.
People want to know, how does someone at 52 die of a stroke? And although a stroke at 52, it does happen, it is not common, and there are a couple reasons for it. And we won't know what caused his stroke until if we get the coroner's report on exactly what caused the stroke.
So if Michael were here, he'd say this was perfect talk radio fodder, because as you just suggested, what people are thinking is there are a myriad of ways you can go with this conversation. He's 52, he dies, what about me? He was on all these great TV shows that I loved as a kid. It's so sad. It's like I've lost a piece of me. And where do you go? It's like the talk radio tree, described by some as the tree. Good people who do this for a living take that, as you just did, and they go in a couple of different directions because there are lots of ramifications for the individual who's listening, what they may be thinking. And 52 dying of a stroke scares the you-know-what out of a lot of people who are fat, overweight, they haven't taken care of themselves. And oh, my God. And Perry didn't look like Perry wasn't overweight. He didn't, he didn't show abuses anyway. Face looked like he'd been a smoker for a long time, but he'd stopped. So let's circle around to Alex Trebek, excuse me, who also is a focus on the story list this week at Talkers. You can find the list, by the way, at talkers.com.
Yeah.
Of the stories and people. So Alex Trebek's got stage 4. That's not of any kind of cancer. Doesn't make any difference. But this kind of cancer is the worst. And so if you didn't hear the story, he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which kills everybody fast. There are only, I think, 3 or 4% of people that get it ever survive. So he's against the odds. Very popular guy. Do you know that those two shows that were part of the legacy of Mel Gibson, good Doug, of what's his face? Merv Griffin. He created these shows. These two guys have been on the air with these shows pretty much from the beginning. They are the most profitable television shows on the air today, and they are always number one. They're called syndicated fare, but wherever they are, they're always number one against those excess Hollywood drivel shows. And, Trebek is like everybody's father, right? Back to what you said before, Kevin, people say, my God, this guy's got this, and what's going to happen? Who's going to be the host? What am I going to do when I watch Jeopardy? That's one of the streets. And then, you talk about stage 4 cancers. And who's had him? My wife died of stage 4 breast cancer. She survived 21 years, but it was a miserable existence. And so then we talk about cancer and why people get it and how come we don't have a cure for it. We go, that's the talk radio tree again. Everybody agree? Victoria, what's your take on it?
I completely agree. There are so many different angles to this and also the angle that, wow, and Jeopardy is the one game show that makes you think. Makes you think, and you compete against yourself, and you compete against the competitors, and the people who are on the show, they're just regular people, and sometimes they're goofy, and they win.
Yep.
Just so unassuming.
Yeah, well, he's the quintessential. The focus is not on him. It's on the game, and it's on the people, which is the way you're supposed to do that. How many people, the same with Sajak? These guys are perfect for that, because it's not about them, right? And is that the way it ought to be on talk radio programs, Kevin? What do you think? The best hosts?
I think it works great for game shows, because it should be about the show and not about them. And, Trebek, as you said, he's like that great, he's sort of like one of those great teachers you had in high school. He's just a really good good guy and good teacher. And talk show hosts, I believe, I have just the opposite. I think talk show hosts should be, as we know them, should have opinions, should have personality, and they should have a personal magnetism that draws the listener in. That being said, you could do a program where you're simply intelligent and you invite debate, dissent and that sort of thing, and do more of a documentary type BBC or type program that is less opinionated, and you could do it and possibly have success, but that's not the way talk radio as we know it in America works. It's about
the research,
personalities.
Right. The research now points to exactly what you just said, and you know what the research is. It's about the host and his or her opinions. Calling onto a talk radio program is becoming passé. Because if you listen around now to the better talk radio programs, they don't take calls. They don't do calls anymore. And they do because it's all about host-driven opinion and thoughts on the issues of the day. And there are a couple of exceptions, but I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of Tim Conway Jr. here in Los Angeles. For my money, KFI is the best talk radio station in the country, I think, because of what we're just talking about. The fact that that you have people who express themselves, their characters in their own right. Bill Hagel, for God's sakes, he's a real. I mean, all of the people, John and Ken on that station, Conway is the number one. How many AM radio stations do you know of that are number one at night around the country? Can you name more than one?
Yeah, right.
Seriously, unless there's football or baseball, baseball on them in the summertime, you won't find an AM radio station, number one, anywhere in the country except Los Angeles, KFI, because of Tim Conway. He's a very engaging, interesting guy, and, you know, everybody wants to be around him. And it's kind of almost like the old days of talk radio, when the talk radio people were really stars. And, you know, you kind of wanted to rub, it's like being around Vin Scully or something. You know, it's just, it's very interesting to see. But it's all about opinion and how smart the audience thinks you are. If the audience thinks you're a dummy, you're cooked. And the way you... Right? Am I right, Kevin, or not?
Well, that's very true. Yeah, you get exposed pretty quickly if you're not bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done if you're dumb.
Yeah. But it didn't used to be.
You were talking about callers, and there's a big, for the listeners out there, there's a big controversy in industry whether callers are important or not important to a talk show. And, for a lot of different reasons, it seems to me, and my observation is that the quality of caller has declined dramatically over the last 20 years for a number of different reasons that we don't need to get into here, but I think that's part of the reason that people are going to less caller interaction.
Yep, exactly right. That is exactly it. So if you haven't noticed it and now you're saying stuff, now that you mention it, I've been listening to this station, this program. Limbaugh takes far fewer callers than he used to. Hannity, the same. Anybody with national or local, many of the national shows have gone off. The DJB show that I do in the morning, I don't take any calls anymore. Mostly because it's drivel. And people would like to, but that's what it is. The people who are engaged in listening to you, frankly, don't have the time to, the younger, smarter people who want to listen to the discussion don't have time to get on the air. So you leave the phones to the old people who sound old, and frankly, whether you like it or you don't like it, nobody wants to listen to some old guff from a geezer that, you know, doesn't sound like he or she is particularly well-educated.
And remember this, too. Older folks are the ones who still have landlines. And when young people call in, they generally call on cell phones. And cell phones are atrocious as far as quality is concerned. They're unreliable, inconsistent, and it makes the show sound terrible.
Right. That's a good point, too. That's why he's here. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine here with Victoria Jones, 44 past the hour. If you spent last night tossing and turning and didn't get a good night's rest, man, you haven't been listening to me. May I give you once again my RX to fix this problem? If you have an old mattress, maybe you've taken my advice. You get some new pillows from MyPillow.com. You get the new sheets. But have you taken care of the mattress topper? One of the big things now with the folks at MyPillow is to add, to make sure that you have the complete package. So they've come out with this fabulous mattress topper that has three layers. Layer number one, designed to provide better support. Layer number two, to alleviate pressure points. Layer number three, to make sure your body temperature is the same through the night. So if you would like to have a refreshing night, or every night to be refreshing, may I direct you to MyPillow.com. The mattress topper special, as they've started to sell tons of these, If you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you'll get 30% off the price of the mattress topper. Plus, they'll send you a couple of their standard MyPillows that everybody is coveting. So you get two new MyPillows free, you get shipping free, and you get the mattress topper 30% off the retail. Let's get at it. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV so you get a better night's rest. Let's get started. All the things that are at MyPillow.com, 50 to 55% off for the most part, or special deals are added to them when you use the code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 3319 is the associate for details.
All right, so the House has approved this anti-Semitism resolution because of Ilhan Omar. I don't pronounce her name right, never have, since I found out about her. My quick point here was it was pretty stupid of somebody who's a Muslim to take the shot that she did. I'll leave it at that. Kevin, what do you think? What are people saying on talk radio programs about this?
Depends upon the talk radio program. Conservative talk radio shows they think the anti-Semitism resolution is a distraction. They are, however, very upset about anything which, criticizes the United States relationship with Israel. Very important to conservatives. So that's important. You can look at what Rep. Omar said, and if you really look at the words of what she said to the letter, she was criticizing the policy of the State of Israel and her policies and the relationship with the United States. Doesn't smack of anti-Semitism to me, but we also live in an age where if you criticize Israel in any way, shape, or form, you're accused of anti-Semitism. I personally don't buy it. But we're playing political games in Washington with this issue, it seems to me.
Yeah. Welcome to Political Gamesmanship 101. All right, Victoria, you got 30 seconds on this.
What was interesting to watch was the disarray among the Democrats during a week when they really wanted to pass H.R. 1 and to see the generational divide, something that has not been resolved and something that Republicans are looking to pounce on. And that's interesting.
Yeah. Right. Take advantage of it. Yeah, that is interesting because the Democrats really are all over the place, where the Republicans seem to be only maybe in two or three different directions. So that's it. All right, Kevin, thank you for being here. Kevin Casey from Talkers. Check out the list at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman not available for our overview of what's going on in the world of... I want to talk to him about a couple of scams I've been involved in. Meanwhile, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here. And I want to explore an asset. It's a facet and an asset for people who listen, hosts that have credibility. When they go somewhere or they interview somebody, does it make a difference? If you hear somebody, even we can do this with commercials. Somebody doing, like I did a few minutes ago, a commercial for MyPillow, becomes part of the radio program, and it's not the same tune-out factor as you have when you're listening to some other spots. And I wonder if the same rule holds true as Victoria explains what she's doing with several national and local talk radio figures. Next month we're going to take a trip to Ireland. How does that work, and why do people want to hear the stories that will be told by those of us who go on the trip? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 339 Teen, see associate for details.
All right, so as a part of the talk radio world, Victoria and I have not been around the block just once. We've been around the block a few times. And in our time, I've been invited to go on many different trips. I've been to 40 different countries, mostly under the auspices, or certainly many times, of the governments of these countries who want to have talk radio people come over and tell folks the story of a country or a location or something going on overseas. Such was the case with me going to China, for example. I did go with you to Ireland, what was it, about 7 years ago, I think it was, when we did last time. And I've been all over the Middle East. I've been everywhere telling stories. And I wonder, obviously, folks think that it's effective, otherwise they wouldn't invite us to do it. But how does it work? How do people respond, audiences, to folks like us going overseas and telling stories about events or people that we're meeting when we're traveling? What impact does it have, do you think, Victoria?
I think it has various impacts. One of the things is that people find that it makes the places come alive, mm-hmm. in a way that if they have not yet traveled there, they didn't realize. For example, one of the places we're going to be going is the Wild Atlantic Way. And the Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland is 1,500 miles of unbelievable coastline stretching all the way from the southern tip of Ireland all the way up the west coast to the very northern tip in Northern Ireland. And it's some of the most spectacular coastal scenery in the world. And we're going to be driving up it and taking pictures, posting them on social media, doing interviews, talking about it, probably calling in live to your show and saying, we're standing on top of a cliff and this is what we're seeing and oh my God. And you know, and people go, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, I should see this. And along the way, there are castles, yes, and there are ghosts, yes, and there are seals.
Ghosts.
And dolphins. And unbelievable villages and food and drink and people. And it all comes alive for people and they want to go.
Well, that's the idea. Telling stories, pictures, word pictures are an important part of what we do here. So I just want to get that little overview from Victoria of that trip. Thank you for being here on this trip with us. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.